You're listening to Clauser on Business. Thanks for coming back. I'm Clauser, your host. Glad you're with us today. Hey, well, I really appreciate the loyalty and the listenership we have for the podcast. Just really enjoy the questions and the comments we're getting, and please feel free to send along any questions you have. The questions that come from our listeners are the ones that are enjoyable to answer, and you know, a lot of times they're the ones where we're talking about topics where you know, where the rubber meets the road in business and what happens in business on a daily basis. Our topic today is how do you keep it going? Sustaining passion for what you do. I've got Heidi back in the studio with me today. Welcome back, Heidi.
Hi, Clauser. Happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Anything new in your life?
Lots all the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm really excited because we've received a lot of comments on the garden and cabbage podcast that that you did, I thought, so eloquently. So actually, I have some questions on how you've kept it going throughout your business life, if you can answer them for us today.
I'll try. Just, you know, don't make them too difficult.
All right, so let's start with an easy one then. What gets you up every day and keeps you going?
Yeah, I think the answer to that question is, you know, I live my life with purpose. You know, I don't think things happen by accident, that I've been called to do certain things, you know, why I'm here walking the earth. And so I think probably the bottom line is that I just really enjoy getting up and serving others.
Great. Do you think that most of the people that you surround yourself are the same, or do you think that you're an anomaly in this?
No, I think there's a lot of people that come from the same point of view that I do. And, you know, I think when you have a mindset that you're going to go about moving things down the road in a positive way, I think if that's your thought process or the center of your thought process, I think that's, you know, a great thing. And, you know, not every day, you know, works out that way, but when I get up and go to work in the morning, that's where I'm coming from, is taking a look at what needs to be done, and you know, those, look at those involved, and you know, what the, you know, what the number one priorities or the priorities that I have. Podcast a couple times ago, you know, we talked about prioritizing, you know, work and doing what you should be doing, and I've always done that. And so I normally get up and, you know, have my quiet time or whatever and think about what's going to be going on in the day and go at it.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. So, you know, that brings to mind the fact that, you know, you're very driven. You have plans. You kind of get after every single day. And I think that's extremely admirable and something that I think people everywhere could either take note of. But how do you maintain then kind of your work-life balance? I mean, you know, you get at it every single morning, as you put it, and, you know, you work all day long. Do you ever get tired? Or, I mean, how do you work out your lifestyle?
Now, that was like a five-part question there, honey. So back to the first part, being driven. That's a good thing, bad thing, I think, some days, because people know, I've been told this anyway, that people know because they hear me coming that I walk in such a way that I walk with a little purpose in my step, and, you know, that's how I go about my day.
I have witnessed that on one occasion or two.
Yeah, but, I think that's good, though, because, you know, again, I think if you have purpose driving what you're doing, you'll get a lot more accomplished, and you'll probably get it accomplished quicker and, you know, more efficiently. You asked me about work-life balance, and yeah, I'd be the first to say that that's probably something that I've taken a C- in, probably overall, because I've spent too much time in my career in the office, so my advice to those listening that you have an opportunity to make some changes there to make it to where you're at home as much as possible and, you know, being with your family and friends and enjoying life. It's one of the things that we don't know about is how much time we have here. So just live each day on its own. And I think I've talked in other podcasts about not worrying about what tomorrow might bring. You know, today you've got enough on your plate, and it'll keep you busy. And but yeah, you need to work. We all need to work on keeping a balance in our life. And one of the things I've learned a little bit maybe later in my career is to know when to work. You know, so you know, if you don't have the drive or you're maybe a little tired or whatever, and you're in a position, especially if you're a business owner or maybe a high level management person, that you have the flexibility to maybe take an afternoon off and pick it up again the next day. You know, I would suggest that, because, you know, to sit there and be unmotivated and can't, you know, you just can't get into what you've got to get done, I just say, hey, go, you know, go home, do something, or if you play golf, go hit a bucket of balls or something, enjoy it, but come back the next morning, you know, a little bit more rested and a little bit more focused.
Yeah, that's great. Good advice. Have you personally ever been burned out, or, you know, have you ever not wanted to come into the office?
Overall, I'd say the answer to that question is no, but there's been seasons in my life that I don't know if you call it burned out or just life catches up with you and things kind of stack up on your desk, so to speak. Yeah, so there's been times, and then, you know, sure, there's been, I'm not exempt. I think there's everybody that's in business have had days where they didn't want to go into the office, probably because, you know, there was something waiting for them that had a lot of tension around it, or, you know, maybe behind the curve and, you know, didn't want to get up and have to go at it again. But sure, I mean, I'm, you know, no different than anybody else, and it's a part of life. And but I think that's the that goes hand in hand with what we were talking about earlier about, you know, keep balanced, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So that makes perfect sense. So, you know, how do you make changes, I guess, within your workplace to make yourself, or, you know, I know that you owned your own business, or, you know, how would you advise those who own their own businesses to sort of make sure that they themselves are happy and that their employees are happier? You know, talk to me a little bit about how you would, I guess, advise about going about finding a passion in work, but also really knowing kind of what you do and get some enthusiasm going how do you infect others with your enthusiasm?
Well, I think that could be two different things. Back to the first part of your question about happiness and, you know, how do you make yourself happy or your employees happy? Well, you know, happiness doesn't come from where you work or the car you drive or the house you live in.
It doesn't come in a bottle?
No, it doesn't. Heidi, it doesn't come in a bottle. And but happiness comes when what you're doing and what you're involved with lines up with your internal value system. So, you know, you could have the highest paying job, you could be working for the highest profile company, and if what you're doing or how that company is doesn't line up with what you want in life and how, you know, if it doesn't line up with your core values, the principles that you live your life by, chances are you're probably never going to be, you know, be happy there. And so, you know, how does that translate or transfer to the employees of a company? Well, that's what we've talked about before, Heidi. When we talk about a meaningful workplace, is, you know, is that company operating by the principles that it says it believes in or says it's going to, and it's in its mission statement. And if it's not, then you're probably not going to have too many engaged employees. However, on the other hand, if the ownership of the company, management of the company are really truly doing the things they say they're going to do, getting their employees engaged, getting their customers, vendors, whatever, then it's a totally different place. And you'll have people talking about your company, and you'll have, fulfilled employees working for you.
Absolutely. So you actually just almost started answering my final question, which was going to be, what advice do you have for business owners to kind of help them maintain a solid workforce? And as you alluded to, we do have a couple of podcasts in the past with different guests on talking about how to make a solid workforce base that's excited and engaged. And as we know, engaged employees are better and good employees. So how do you keep them excited about the organization's mission? How do you teach employees about what you just said, the mission statement, and make sure that they then know how their work is lining up with the mission statement of the company and their values?
That's a good question. And it really starts at the top. Again, if a business owner or a company's management cannot define who they are or what the company is all about, then you've got a problem, because then you're going to be all over the board and on gravel. However, if a business owner management of a company can clearly define what that company's about, how they're going to go about getting what they do done, and they can fully communicate that to their employees and to their business partners, then that's the most ideal thing. But a lot of times, I've seen that owners and companies, they think they're doing something, but in actuality, they're not. I mean, it just you see things and it just doesn't line up with who they say they are. And that's true of individuals too. I can say, I believe in this and this, this and this, and this is what's important to me, and then just go out and do something totally the opposite behaviorally, and people look at you, well, hey, you say this, but you're doing that. And you find the same thing with businesses. I mean, they come out with a mission statement, or they come out in their advertising and marketing communication saying, we do this, we do that, and this is how we do it. And you look at how they actually perform in the marketplace, and you got to scratch your head. Now, on the other hand, there's, a lot of companies that are successful because they know what they want. They know how to go do it. They back themselves up with staying true to their mission statement. And they could communicate well with their employees. They've got them all engaged. And that's the formula for success, I think.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. So, there are, I really love what you said there, because it doesn't take a ton of PR necessarily or HR to sort of get involved and talk about the mission statement. If you as a business owner have a mission statement and you want to put that in front of your employees, hey, that's easy to do. You have to do it and live it and let them, let it filter down. I think that's great.
Well, and I think you just said something there too, Heidi. You got to be genuine. If you're in leadership, you've got to be transparent. I mean, if you're asking those who report to you to do something, you should be willing to do it yourself, or at least support what you're asking them to do. It's funny. Not too long ago, I was part of an interview. We were interviewing someone, and the question came up with how this young lady had been successful in turning around a poor-performing division of a company. And I can't go into all the details or say who we were talking to or whatever, but who we were talking to. But it was a simple thing, as simple as she got the employees engaged by just thank yous and please, and treating those who reported to her with respect. And I think as people, that's all we want. I mean, we want to be treated, you know, fairly. We want to be, you know, treated like the other person. And I think that's a, you know, just a key operative in any business and any organization, that those who are working for us are our greatest asset. And I've said before that it's just too bad that there's not a line item on a balance sheet, you know, employee value, you know, and see where that lines up on your balance sheet as a business owner. Are your employees an asset, or are they on the liability side in your mind?
Yeah. So, I think that's lovely. And I also will just throw in this one tidbit. My current employer right now, we have Bagel Wednesdays. So every Wednesday there's bagels.
Onions or just regular?
All types.
Okay.
What I love about it, though, is that three members of HR do this for everyone. They're down there. So for people who have questions about benefits or health, whatever it is, or whatever, they're there just kind of talking and also introducing people. The whole accounting department is on that floor as well. And so I get to meet people all the time, but the whole purpose of Bagel Wednesdays is for people to actually talk. Because we have three different floors, it's kind of nice to get people together in one room. And I have to say that that's a really big, in my mind, an asset, because, you know, we get to know each other, but I also know who to go to within the organization. We know our mission statement. I mean, mm-hmm. It is clear. And that's, I think, a sign of a good organization when that happens.
Yeah. Well, back to your original question about how do you keep it going, and the topic of today's podcast is, I just think for me, I've always had the opportunity to do something that I really just enjoyed doing. So it was easier to get up. But with the background being raised, you know, where I was and on the farm and everything, you know, we just grew up in a part of the country where we took care of someone else. You know, I think I've shared this before, that if we had a farmer that was incapacitated, all the farmers got their crops in, or went, you know, got their crops out and then went back to their own fields. And we were just taught to serve others. And that's been the position that I've taken all my life. With not only business but other things, is just to help people. But you know, each of us are different, and I think you have to have purpose when you get up in the morning to go about what you're doing, because if you're just putting in time, in my personal opinion, that's kind of a sad thing, and those that are working around you or for you will see that rather handedly. Well, hey, Heidi, thanks for the questions today. And thanks for all those listening for being with us. Hope the discussion's been helpful. And but we're out of time for today. Remember, you can catch us on iTunes. Please post a review there. We need your comments. We're on Podbean, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn, and always at clouseronbusiness.com. Well, all for now. You've been listening to Clouser on Business.